The following program is paid for by Metropolitan Window Company. Information on the program is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
You know, if Maggie would have came, I would have given her a hug, but I may give you a hug before this hour is up. Listen, before we do anything, to you, your wife, your children, your company, I'm so thankful, blessed, love you for what you did in my house, those incredible workers. I've been telling the audience here on the radio and, of course, my social media audience, which continues to grow thanks to each and every one of you. And you hear me talk about the Metropolitan Window video screen, going to kdkradio.com and clicking on KDK Watch. I post a lot of stuff throughout the week on my social media blogs as well, because I believe in this company and I've known them a long, long time. But I actually experienced the whole thing start to finish when he did the bid months ago, came in, got the deal done. Their workers showed up on Wednesday at 8 o'clock in the morning. And by the time I left for work at 4 and an hour after that, when they simply locked up the house and cleaned up and even ran the vacuum cleaner, 19 new Infinity windows from Marvin all in one day. My house, the curb appeal, I can't tell you how many people have come up to me and said, your windows, people I haven't heard from in months, even before the pandemic, what did you do to your house? Those windows have made my house look absolutely beautiful, and your workers are second to none. So thank you, Metropolitan Window, and thank you, John Schmutzer.
Thank you, Rob.
Choked up a little bit.
A little bit. Putting windows in a home, you know, it gives the home a new look. It gives it a fresh look. But I'm very, very happy that you're happy with what we did. And I know that you will have many, many, many years of good service from those windows.
How do these gentlemen, how do they do what they do? I mean, it was systematic. Look, I was doing videos in the basement, working, gathering, getting ready for my radio show. While they were doing this, I would walk through the house and feel a breeze and notice the two windows were out. Then I'd come back through the house and the two windows were replaced. They didn't even chip any of the paint on the window seals because I had just got the house done on the inside. And I thought to myself, well, I hope they don't chip all that paint up.
Right.
John, there's not one chip around the windows at all. How do they do that?
Well, we take our time. We don't go into a home and rush through just to get the job done. You know, we respect people's homes, and there's a way of doing it the right way and the wrong way. And fortunately, my men are just exceptional, and they take the time. They know how to remove a piece of wood without damaging it or chipping the paint, like you said. But it's a system. I mean, we've been doing it for 47 years now.
It's amazing. And the product is incredible. And so much so, I actually put up a couple of social media videos and I tagged Infinity by Marvin, and they actually jumped on and kind of gave me a compliment. They are everything you said they were, and then some.
Well, I believe that we need to sell the best window possible on the market today. And fiberglass is a thermoset material. Once that frame is made, it can never change shapes. And it looks like a painted wood window. And aesthetically, I mean, it's just a beautiful window. It's the best window on the market today.
Listen, I have become very frugal in my recent years, and I actually was going to go a little less as far as money is concerned. And you said, look, I want to be honest with you, just a little bit more of this Infinity by Marvin, you're going to be very pleasantly surprised. And honestly, when I showed up at home that night, it was dark. I had the lamppost on and a few streetlights. About 11 o'clock, I went, John was absolutely right. Right. I'm so glad that I went the way I went. Here's the other thing I'm going to say this to people. Now, I rented this house for 10 years. I've only been the owner of it for a little over a year. If you're buying an older home and your thought process is, you know, I have a little bit of money, I'm going to remodel this whole house. And that's basically what I've been doing. And I kind of went from the roof, which always should be the very first thing, our good friend Joe Potashnik at JP Roofing. And then I had a guy, Lou Bruno, come in, does great work, 5-star remodelers, and did all the painting and what have you. But in hindsight, I'm telling anybody out there, if you were I was a year and a half ago, you got a 100-year-old home or a little older or a little younger, you have the wherewithal and you have the ability, I would do the windows first. Because just seeing these windows makes me want to continue to do more.
Well, sure. Number one, you don't only have an aesthetically a fresh look on your home, but you're going to save energy. And a lot of comments that people say to us once the windows are installed is that they can't hear anything on the exterior. The noise level gets reduced drastically.
I didn't have two blankets on the first night. I'm telling you, I've been freezing in this house since I moved in. It's a game changer.
Well, you had the old wood double-hung windows with the old-time razor chains.
Right.
And Rob, you will just continue to enjoy these windows. I mean, they're truly one of the best on the market.
Here's the other thing, and people have to understand. A lot of times these big box stores, these companies you hire, these are subcontractors that don't actually work. They don't even, in many cases, pass each other in the hallway. They basically get a job. They go out. Never the two shall meet. But these are your employees. Paul and them are your employees. You know them, first name basis. And one of the things Paul said to me about a video, he said, make sure this is cleaned up. He said, but I don't want John to see a video where there's like a lot of clutter. So you guys really communicate and you talk all the time to each other. And to me, that's a sign of somebody you want to do business with.
We have meetings with the installers all the time, with the office staff. You know, and that's the sign of a success is when you have good communications, not only between your employees, but also with the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And they know what I expect from them when they're in somebody's home, and they deliver. But, you know, Paul's father used to work for us.
No kidding.
Yeah. You know, Paul's family's been window installers for years. And they just do a great job, and I'm very blessed to have the people that I have.
Here's the other thing. These were the original windows. And when you said that, I thought, okay, John's smart, but now this house is like 1918, so I thought I'd kind of see if he was really right. And I said to Paul, I said, Paul, I got to ask you, are these the, he goes, yeah, they're the original windows. Do you understand that I actually have sunlight in my house now? I mean, every day was like a dreary, cloudy day, and I'm like, where's the sun? Where's the sun? I woke up on Thursday, and I went, oh, it's a sunny day outside. It's the windows. Those windows were so old and so cloudy and just so, they were sad.
Right.
My house is happy again.
Well, 114 years old or whatever?
1918. You
1918.
Do the math. Yeah.
Well.
How's that possible? How can a window last that long? Why? And a lot of people are living in places like that right now. And I'm telling you, we're friends. You're going to get a great deal. When you price compare, you're going to get a great deal. And what I love about them, if it's one window or all the windows, they're going to do the exact same job. But if you don't think windows will give your house a whole new look, you're absolutely wrong. My house looks totally different.
Right. And again, you will have years and years of good service. But what's amazing is there's thousands of homes out there yet that still have the old wood double-hung windows. And, you know, they can stay in a home for another 50 years because the way they, the wood years ago was a lot different than the wood that you buy today because they're cutting trees down too prematurely and there's a lot of moisture in the wood. But they're not efficient. You know, you lose a lot of energy through the old wood double-hung windows. And these windows will save you heating costs and air conditioning costs.
But the silence is golden.
Oh, yeah.
I live on a pretty big street, I mean, in Monaco, heading towards the bridge, so a lot of people. It has never been so quiet as it has in the last couple of days. You know, I'll tell you, little things make such a big difference. And you used to always talk about that. I'd hear you talk to Andy. You'll be amazed in how it'll make a difference. It has truly made a major difference. I mean, honestly, when you have people knocking on your door, because what happened was, I love your sign so much. I said, if they leave the sign, I'm putting that in my house. So I got the sign. It was raining. I didn't want to have it out in the rain. And somebody said, hey, I came, that sign, what happened to the sign? And they went, who? I said, oh, yeah, I hear them with you on the radio all the time. And the question I had about four or five people ask me, do they come this far or do they just come that far for you? So please tell everybody how far you travel. I had somebody in Steubenville ask me the other day if you'd come to Steubenville.
Well, we will. We are expanding our service area. We actually go into West Virginia now. And we are licensed in West Virginia and we are going to get licensed in Ohio. So our market has increased because of the demand. I mean, people are starting to realize that they want to see this fiberglass window because we advertise it a lot. Beautiful. And people are curious, you know, what is it? So we get calls all the time. Somebody from Lower Burr drove into the office on Friday, and they said, we wanted to come here and we want to see this fiberglass window that's being advertised. And once I explain the benefits of it, they don't want anything else.
Well, listen, all I know is it looks really pretty, too. So we're going to take a break, come back, talk about the nuances of these fiberglass windows, why he's all in on them. I'm going to tell you how you can get a hold of Metropolitan Window, give you everything you need to know. But if you've got those old, dreary, drab-looking windows and you want to talk right now to this guy about if he can help you, type of house you live in, where you live, what you're looking to do, one or the entire house, a special room addition in your house, you're building something, you need help, I want you to call. And that entry door, something else they're famous for, storm doors, something that you need, they can handle that as well too. Metropolitan Window, who will also be there for the entire run of the Home and Garden Show, which, you know, they're going to be joining me throughout that period when I'll be down there broadcasting as well. So if you have a window or door related question, now's the time to speak up and give us a call. All of our lines are open, 866-391-1020, and take it from your Pratt Pack. You don't want to go anywhere else. Metropolitan Window, 412-655-8411. Back with John Schmutzer in just a moment on KDKA. Your calls are next.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, we got four lines available. If you have any window questions, now is the time to give us a call. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. All right, let's talk about why you love this fiberglass thing so much. Go ahead.
Well, I've been in the business 47 years, and I'm an avid reader about building products, and I found that a company years ago made a fiberglass window, and this was back in the late 80s. And I researched it and researched it, and I wanted to know all the manufacturers that produce fiberglass. And I landed on Marvin's site. And again, I did all my research and due diligence. And Dan Marvin actually came into my office, and we talked and talked. I looked at the window, and it was great. And once you understand the physical properties of fiberglass, it doesn't expand and contract like a vinyl window. It doesn't expand and contract like a composite window. It doesn't need maintenance. And more importantly, it's going to last. You know, the slogan with the Infinity window is built for life. And it actually is built for life. You're not going to have any problems with it. And the warranty is outstanding. And but the bottom line is to make sure, no matter what window you buy, that it's going to be installed properly. That's why I tell people there's two important decisions that you have to make if you want to buy windows, or for that matter, any type of home improvement, is what type of window am I going to buy for my home, and who you're going to buy it from. And I believe who you're going to buy it from is far more important than the window itself, because a good company with a good reputation is going to guide you into the best product.
Well, and here's the other thing, and I try to stress this every time you're on the air. You live in this community. You worship in this community. You raise your kids, your grandkids. If it isn't right, it's not like you can hide, because they're going to find you.
Oh, absolutely. No matter where we go, Maggie and I are very recognizable, and I want to be proud of what I do. And fortunately, I have three of the four children in the business now. They're doing a phenomenal job. And this is our legacy. And it will continue for years and years to come in the future.
So how has this industry changed since you began almost half century ago? It seems like everybody and their brother and sister are selling windows now, large and small. It was such a strategic type of profession when you broke in, and it wasn't for someone that was faint of heart, because it really was something you had to be very focused doing. How has the business changed? I got to believe one of the reasons, there's a whole lot of people trying to sell windows but don't actually know a lot about windows.
You're absolutely right. The window business has always been a competitive business. And I remember 47 years ago when I first got into the business, you know, vinyl was a big thing. But that was the only real product that was available at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a competitive business. A lot of people are in it just to, you know, make money for 5 years and then they close their doors. Or they don't do a good job and they get run out of the business. But again, it's very important to deal with a good, reputable company. What has changed most drastically in this business is the technology. Years ago, 47 years ago, when I needed a window, I called the manufacturer by phone and gave them the sizes.
Wow.
And then the evolution of fax machines came about. And today, I can't order anything without pushing a button on a computer. It's fantastic. Even the technology in making insulated glass today, it's all done by robotics. And it's very, very interesting.
It is very interesting. But the other thing, too, is you guys have been around long enough, so you have buying power, and you are big, and you are well-known. But if you were trying to start out today with all these private equity firms that are spending millions to buy these companies and basically reap the profits and basically empty the fields, and when the fields are bare, they move on to another type of business, it would be very difficult for a local grown young man like you and your wife to start the business and become who you are today, because there's a lot of big conglomerates out there right now, and you don't get a chance when you're up and coming to get the deal done, to meet people where they live. Because the thing that I hear so many times, I wanted to use them, but they wanted to do everything, and I kept telling them I wasn't ready to do that, and they would say, well, when you're ready to do them all, then get back to me.
Rob, you bring up a very, very interesting topic, and that's the private equity firms.
Yes.
They are buying companies up left and right.
All kinds of companies.
Correct. But the roofing business, they're buying roofers up left and right. HVAC companies, they're buying them up left and right. Window companies. And what happens is these PE firms develop a platform, and they'll go out and they'll buy 10 roofing companies, 10 window companies, and they throw them all into this platform. Their goal is to increase revenues. They don't even care if they make money. They just want to have revenues at a very, very high dollar. And then within 3 to 5 years, what they do,
flip it.
They sell it. I've been approached by a PE firm. They actually offered me a nice price, but
it ruins all the goodwill.
Exactly. If I would have taken that deal, everything that I've grown, my wife and I and my children, it would be gone. You know, I still believe in family businesses. I still believe in developing a relationship with people. If you have a problem with a window company that's owned by a PE company, how do you think you're going to get any service? You're not.
Mm-mm.
Because they sell to one and then they sell to another. So deal with private businesses, family businesses, the backbone of our economy in the United States, and you'll never go wrong.
Listen, I can tell you, a lot of people, one person in particular, a friend of mine said, oh, you're never home, but I knew I would find you either at the grocery store or some other place, and I could find out about this Metropolitan Window Company. If people know your traits and where you live and what your routine is, they're going to find you. But when you're dealing with a big conglomerate, it's one and done. There's no service after the sale. They got to move on to the next sale. You're in the rearview mirror. One thing about what you do, you and I, we've known each other 30 years. So you know how to get a hold of me. I know how to get a hold of you. People that you live with, you go to church with, they know who you are. So if you do something with them and they need it corrected, they can find you. But with these big box stores, you're not going to get the service. And what happens, they've already moved on to 5 more jobs. And by the time they get back to you, it's going to take forever if they even do come back
right,
to help you.
Right. You know, the funny thing is, Rob, if I call you, you're going to pick up the phone.
Yeah, because I know it's you.
Well, but if someone calls Metropolitan Window Company.
Same thing.
We're going to pick up the phone.
Which you do.
You're not going to go through a menu that takes you 10 minutes. Try to call Comcast. It'll take you a half hour before you can talk to an individual. I don't want that type of business. I want personalization. I want good communications. I want to provide a good product, excellent insulation, and we stand behind it.
Even though we're friends, do I get the $200? Do I qualify for that if I bring you some business? I got that in the mail yesterday. I'm thinking, this could be a great business right here. But tell the folks what you do for customers.
Well, we send a thank you letter to every customer that we sell.
And I got it yesterday.
And we offer our to them an opportunity to make $200.
That's great.
If they recommend us to another customer that purchases our windows. And I have customers that I've sent them numerous number of checks, and I'm happy to do it.
That's, but I just got home from work yesterday, and I was tired, and I opened it up. So I'm doing a little survey, and I'm thinking to myself, what's this? And I look, and I see $200, and I said, after reading that, just very humble letter, and then a little handwritten note at the bottom from you and Maggie, and I just went, look at this. This is why you love this company. Not only are they going to get the job done right the first time, but they're going to give you a chance to make a little, you know, walking around money too. And nobody does that. Nobody would even think of doing that because it's against the bottom line. But here you are. We're grateful for your business. And if you know anybody else, we're going to continue to show you some generosity.
I'll tell you something funny. This past week, we had a big meeting with Marvin at my office, and Dan Marvin and the national sales manager, Jason Goldsmith, came in, and it was amazing. We had such a great time, and do you know Dan Marvin, actually, we happened just to have a Marvin truck deliver about 150 windows to us.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Marvin actually got into the tractor trailer and was helping us unload the windows.
Wow.
Now, but this is the type of company that I'm dealing with. I mean, it's a family-owned business, 114 years, being operated by the fourth generation.
Wow.
God's been good to us. It's great.
You're good to people, too. All right, and I can highly recommend a Metropolitan Window, 412-655-8411. They are going to be at the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show. You're going to definitely want down and stop down and say hello to everyone. All right, now listen, I've talked enough. John's talked enough. We want to give you the opportunity to talk. So if you've got some window questions or you're curious about some things you need done, windows, doors, give us a call. Lines are open, 866-391-1020. Nobody does it better than Metropolitan Windows. They've been doing it for a long time, and they're your neighbors, and they're here to help you. Stay with us.
The following program is paid for by Metropolitan Window Company.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
You know, I was at that beautiful sports complex. You know, I talk about Dr. Mayo all the time. My friends at AHN, the Orthopedic Institute, and of course, Highmark. They've got that big, beautiful Cool Spring sports complex. We were at Montour, also represented by those two brands last week, just outside of Coriopolis. Well, Cool Spring's out in his neck of the woods, meaning Mr. Schmutzer. They are there today as well at that free event. That's that home show. Beautiful venue, food trucks out front. So get out and enjoy and meet the folks from Metropolitan Windows if you're going to be at the AHN Sports Complex, Cool Springs today. It's a free event. And then, of course, the home show starting Friday. Lots of calls. Let's go to Jan Penn Hills for John Schmutzer, wants to talk about doors. Go ahead. Welcome to the show.
Hello. I just want to know, I just need a front door. Would you come just for that or no?
Absolutely. We have a variety of fiberglass doors, steel doors. Is this for the front entry?
Yes, I have a steel door. It's been here many years, but the frame, the bolt lock wouldn't go in the hole. I didn't think steel doors would shrink in like wood doors does, but something must have happened.
Well, most likely it's a steel door, but you have a wood jam. And that wood jam probably, with expansion and contraction, might have thrown the locks off. But yes, we would be more than happy to come out.
And what's your number I should call?
412-655-8411.
655-8411.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Jen.
Yeah, and by the way, if you want to call now, leave your information, even though it's Sunday, you can do that as well. Again, let me give you that number, 412-655-8411. And by the way, streaming live now and throughout the week, Monday through Sunday, it is the Metropolitan Window video screen, and you can see all your favorites streaming live, like right now, by going to kdkradio.com and clicking on KDK Watch. This is such a great opportunity to get all of your questions answered. Let's go to Patty in Verona, up next for John Schmutzer from Metropolitan Windows. Hey, Patty, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. I had a very quick question. I have two, I call them exterior doors. We used to call them screen doors. And they need to be replaced. Do you also have that type of door that you could?
Absolutely. We have a variety of different style storm doors. And I think that's what you're referring to, not the main door, but the storm door.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. We have many different styles to choose from. There's about 19 different colors that you can choose from. So, not a problem at all.
All right, that sounds great. I will make a phone call and hope to have someone come out and take a look at the damaged door that I have. The wind actually blew it, actually almost off its hinges.
Wow. Yes. Well, that happens a lot with these winds that we've been having.
All right. So again, 412-655-8411. I just get such joy when you help people. But, you know, here's most people. They're thinking, oh, they're not going to come out just for one little storm door. But you do that.
Well, I look at it this way. We don't make a lot of money selling one storm door.
But they know you now.
But yes. And once we do work for somebody, no matter how big, how small, we will get referrals from that. People, we do such a good job that they will tell their friends and neighbors. So, you know.
By the way, I will be giving tours of my house in Monaca for free pizza. So if you bring pizza, I'll walk you through. Listen, I'm telling you, I have these blinds, these very inexpensive blinds. I'm walking up with a laundry basket. I just pull the blind back just to look at my windows. They're absolutely incredible. All right, let's go to Bill in O'Hara. He wants to talk windows with John Schmutzer from Metropolitan Windows. Go ahead, Bill. Good morning and welcome to KDKA.
Yeah, good morning. This is more of a positive comment about the Marvin windows than it is a question. I have one minor question, but our house was built in 1975, and it had a local company, Wooden Windows, in it. It's a two-story brick colonial house. And within about 10 years, the thermopanes fogged over, and we had about 25 or 30 of them in the house, and it looked like an expensive proposition. I looked into it, and I chose the Marvins, and back then they were making a wooden window that you could get with the aluminum cladding on the outside, so you didn't have to paint it on the outside. And they have now been in over 30, 35 years, and they've performed wonderfully. They've been a great window. No fogging, clouding over of any of the glass. The frames around them have held up just fine. So this is a really positive comment about Marvin, because other people in our neighborhood have put in other brands, and I think ours have lasted better than any of the others. And my question is, when these were put in, they were called sash packs from Marvin, and they came with synthetic and aluminum runners on the sides, and you simply ripped out the old window, kept the original wooden frames around the outside, and put in these runners on the sides and put the sash windows in those runners. And they went in very quickly, and they've performed beautifully over the years. I just wondered, does Marvin still make that only with the fiberglass surround instead of the wood?
Well, Bill, thank you for the kind comments about Marvin. Marvin does make a wood-clad product, and we are authorized to sell all of Marvin products. So if people want a wood-clad product, we can certainly supply that. What you're talking about is a sash kit where you have tracks on the side, which are actually they're a vinyl piece, and then you get two new sashes.
Yes, correct.
They stopped making that, Bill, probably about a year and a half ago, and the demand for such a product wasn't there to continue to carry it and inventory all the parts. I believe, like, for instance, if you had any problems with yours that you purchased, I believe that they're still servicing them, but they stopped manufacturing that type of product.
Okay. Well, all I can say is, as a brand, it's been an excellent set of windows for us. All 25 of them have performed beautifully. So,
yeah, it's a great product.
I'm sorry I can't help you out by doing some business with you right now.
Well,
they worked too well.
Well, thank you. Tell all your friends and neighbors about us.
I will. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill.
All right.
Have a good day.
All right. Anybody else has any questions, now's the time. Give us a call. Nice little stretch of questions there, 866-391-1020. So tell the folks about the process. What happens? Somebody listening today makes the call. How far out before they can actually get the deal done if they like what you deliver? And believe me, you will like what they deliver. Go ahead.
Well, once someone calls the office, we'll set up an appointment. And probably within a week, we can come to your home. We can inspect the existing windows and measure them, and we can give you a price right then and there.
You know, here's the thing that a lot of people don't realize. You just feel so comfortable having these people in your house, and it's just such a seamless process, and it's like you really don't even know they're there. It's so fast, and the precision is second to none. And we talk about all the time on and off the air a system, but these people have been doing this. You mentioned Paul, who was the lead as far as my crew of three on Wednesday. His father worked for you, so he kind of grew up around this stuff.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm sure Paul was on the truck with his dad when he was 10, 11 years old. And Paul loves the business.
Yeah, he was smiling at 8 o'clock in the morning. And here's the other thing. When people say, we're going to be there at 8 o'clock, you're like, okay, so I got like 10 or 15 minutes leeway. I mean, my grandfather clock struck 8 and the doorbell rang. And to me, little things like that, John, it makes you want to do more and more business with people.
Well, we try very, very hard. Now, sometimes due to traffic and weather, sometimes we'll be there at 5 after 8 instead of 8. But we try to be very punctual.
Well, it's better than another time zone, which that's happened to me in the
past.
That's
true.
All right, lots of calls today. Let's go to Mark in Ohio. Mark, you're on the air with John Schmutzer, Metropolitan Window. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have sizes of my windows and my door. I need 13 windows and 2 doors that I want to replace because I'm going to be selling my house in a year or two, so I want to put a new roof and new windows on it. But anyway, do you sell just the windows and the doors and I would have someone put them in, or do you have to do the whole job? Because I had an Anderson guy come and it was ridiculous. It was 2 hours.
All right, let me let John, you're kind of breaking up there, so jump in here, John, go ahead.
Okay, well, first of all, we would love to sell you the windows, but unfortunately, our agreement with Infinity for Marvin is that we install the product. And I'm not saying that you're not capable or your contractor's not capable, but the fiberglass window has to be put in very, very carefully. The tolerance on fiberglass is very, very minimal. So the windows have to be put in square, plumb, and our agreement is that we do all the work.
Where are you at in Ohio, Mark?
I'm actually about probably 10 or 15 miles from Steubenville. I'm East Springfield, Ohio, Richmond, Ohio.
I know it well. I know it well. Why don't you just give them a call and see? And believe me, you're going to want them to install it. And the price, everything will work. I think you'll be very pleasantly surprised. And if you're talking 13 windows, some doors, they can definitely take care of you. And that's like maybe an hour from where we sit here in Greentree. So 412-655-8411, 412-655-8411. Thank you for the call. We got Lori in Franklin Park. You're coming up next. Don't forget AHN Sports Complex, the beautiful Cool Springs, that free home show event, food trucks and more happening today. They're going to be there. And then, of course, the big one that we love so much, the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. It is the 2025 edition of the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show, and Mark Moore tomorrow night with me after CBS Radio News at 9 to preview it all on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Yeah, I highly recommend. Get out to the AHN Sports Complex today, Cold Springs. They'll be out there. And then, of course, the beautiful Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show that I love that kicks off Friday. They'll be there as well at the Convention Center. Meet them in person. They'll take the time. They'll show you what you need and how they can help. And we love all the great calls we're getting today, too. So keep them coming. 866-391-1020. Here's Lori in Franklin Park up next for John Schmutzer, Metropolitan Window. Go ahead, Lori.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Just fine, thank you.
Good. Well, yeah, I live in Franklin Park, but just so that you know, I grew up in Ambridge.
Means you get an extra few percent off for that.
I always say I'm a Bridger for life. Yes, so we built our house here in Franklin Park in 1998, and it's a Ryan home. And we still have the original windows. So I was wondering, could we possibly then do like all of the front windows at one time and then maybe wait, I don't know, 4 or 5 months and do the back windows? Or would we have to do them all at one time?
No. That is a very, very good method. Because a lot of people have, you know, maybe 13, 14, or like Rob, 19 windows. And I tell people, look, just do the front elevation of your home the first year, and then maybe a year or two down the road, you do the rest of them. That way, you know, financially, it's affordable.
Okay.
But, oh, absolutely. That is a good way to do it, because you're better off doing half the windows or just the front elevation, and do it with the right window with the right company, rather than purchasing a, for instance, like a vinyl window to do them all, which they're not going to last. So
yeah. All right.
Yes.
Well, thank you. And I'll be giving you a call this week to set up an appointment.
Well, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Let me ask you real quick, Laura, have you been to Ambridge lately?
Yes, sir. And now they put me on, listen to this.
What's that?
They put me on the Ambridge Chamber Board.
Oh, listen, you're on my Christmas card list. I'm going to tell you something, John.
I'm so excited. And
listen, John Schmutzer will appreciate this, because he and I grew up in the golden era when manufacturing and people were working. And I tell people all the time, I love Peters Township, I love Cranberry, I love Wexford, all these places. They are basically what places like Ambridge and Denora and Duquesne and Manesson were 30 years ago. But so many of these communities are making their way back. And Metropolitan Window, for all of you who live in these river communities and places like Monaco, where I grew up, Beaver County, they are the people that you want, because the marble window seals and all the things that came out of that era, those ranch homes, they do great work there. But downtown Ambridge, every single building on Merchant Street is either getting a rent check or they have a mortgage payment. That means they're all filled up. They're doing an incredible job in Ambridge.
They're doing really well, and they're putting in new sidewalks. And, yeah, I was thrilled because, well, my maiden name is Konarski, and my father was a welder for American Bridge. And so when they knew that I grew up in Ambridge, that's when they put me on the chamber board. They said, we want you on the chamber board. I said, that's wonderful. I was thrilled.
Well, listen.
So, that's great.
Good luck to you, and keep up the great work, and thank you. And you will not be disappointed with Metropolitan.
I won't. Okay, gentlemen. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Listen, everybody would like to own a $1 million home. I get that. But I'm very happy in my little home in Monaco. But what you do, and this is what people don't understand, any house, any era, Victorian, traditional, ranch, brick, wood, you can make it work.
Oh, absolutely. And believe it or not, we are doing a tremendous amount of work on homes that are only 20, 25 years old. I mean, it's amazing. There's a complex in Pittsburgh right off 28, Washington Landings.
You're doing windows there?
Oh, a ton of them. A ton of them. And those homes are...
They're not that old.
They're
30, maybe?
No. I believe they're between 20 and 25 years old.
Close. Okay.
But we do homes in Treesdale, and these million-dollar homes, Rob, they're being built with inexpensive windows, and they don't last. And, you know, we go in there and we'll do the big palladium window above the front door.
Do you think people understand how important windows are? Listen, not that I didn't, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm now already noticing from aesthetically to the sunlight, to the warmth at night, and obviously keeping the cool in the summer. I know that'll happen. And I got to believe my heating bill, which has been outrageous the last couple of months, is going to come down a little bit. I don't think it helps your house breathe. I don't think people understand how important windows are. They just think, oh, I got to get windows because they're ugly looking. Windows really serve a purpose.
Oh, they really do. But you're right. Most people will only consider a window if they have one that they can't open, where they want to get some ventilation, or the sofa is next to the window, and every time they sit down, they get a big draft on the neck. And then they start thinking, well, what's causing this? And they come to the conclusion, maybe we need new windows.
Well, I always like to say window of opportunity. Do you realize I was walking through the house when they were doing the windows and they put them in and they tilt differently so you can clean them, and I love to clean and all this stuff. It was the first time, and it'll be 14 years in May, that the windows have been open in my house.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a good thing. You did great. I'm so thankful. I highly recommend them. Don't put it off. Make the call, 412-655-8411, 412-655-8411. Today, AHN Sports Complex, Cool Springs, that incredible home show, and then the big one that we love that starts on Friday. It's the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show. Don't you like just meeting people?
Oh, I love it.
Me too.
You know, I love talking to people. And normally when I meet people, we talk about everything but windows. You know, it's funny. But at the show at the Cool Springs, we met a ton of people that we've already done work for. And it's great.
It is great. Hey, I was kidding about the pizza because, you know, people will be showing up at my house with
right.
pizza. But if you want to take a tour, feel free to walk around my house or to come up and knock on the porch. I got to tell you. What a difference some windows can make in your house. It just makes you feel good. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Rob.
All right, great show today. Lots of good calls. We appreciate you. 412-655-8411, 412-655-8411. He's John Schmutzer. I'm Rob Pratt. Far from done. Accurate Solutions next hour. Then 2 full hours of the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. Connor Griffin, the 18-year-old Pittsburgh Pirate, goes yard yesterday, and the Bucks beat Baltimore. He's really exciting as far as the future is concerned. Paul Skeen's got a couple of strong innings in as well. We'll talk about that. The Steelers, who will be their quarterback moving forward as the combines are wrapping up in Indianapolis. We're going to be discussing that. The Pens took it on the chin again. How do we get them going in the right direction? And Pitt lost to Louisville, and that college championship season is upon us as well. All of that today at Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show, KDKA.
The preceding was paid for by Metropolitan Window Company. Information on the program was intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.